Sci FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Coming up in a couple of minutes, we're chatting to Tzvi Brivik, who is the chairperson of the Cape Department of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, and we're going to be chatting about reconciliation. Tzvi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you for having me.
Tzvi, tell us, there's no community that's been impacted so by divisiveness as the Jewish community was impacted in 1939, in what happened in Europe. It's a community of people that have been through so much divisiveness and have come out. What can we learn from the Jewish people, and what can we as South Africans learn to be able to express reconciliation on a day-to-day basis?
Thank you, Chad. There's no doubt that there's a community in Germany and Europe at the time. The Jews, along with others, experienced the full wrath of Nazi Germany and the impact of that and will continue to experience that for generations to come. The consequence of that is that all organizations, the Jewish Board of Deputies included, have as its primary goal or mandate and as a constitutional imperative in our own constitution, creating harmonious relations with other communities and other faiths. So as you said in your introduction, that's not something that will happen overnight, and it's not necessarily something that's going to be achieved through large-scale interventions by government, such as the Truth and Reconciliation Committee, such as the efforts at CODESA, however admirable they were. It is something that's going to have to be done on the ground by ourselves, you, myself, members of our communities and others. And that's what makes this interfaith initiative so special.
Would you say poverty is a stumbling block for reconciliation? You still have the situation with the haves and the have-nots?
That's absolutely true. And what seems to have been replaced, where there was in the beginning, all through our history, at least the modern history from the 30s, 40s and onwards up until democracy in the 90s, was a desire by members of our country to become citizens of our country. But that's slowly being replaced by socioeconomic reality. And whereas we wanted a democracy, now what we want is social justice. What we want is the ability to feed ourselves, to educate ourselves, to be able to be fulfilled and contributing members to society. And the question is, how do you achieve that? And how do you achieve that in a way that isn't done at the expense of other communities with which we are fortunate in this country to be surrounded.
So Tzvi, how do we as individuals make a difference when it comes to reconciliation? When one looks at poverty on the grand scale that we see it in South Africa, we immediately say, well, it's a lack of service delivery and it's the responsibility of the state. But surely there's something we as individuals can do to try and spread this meaningful message of reconciliation.
So in South Africa, we have this most incredible and fascinating interplay between government and private organizations. And when I refer to private organizations, I refer to civic organizations, NGOs, and also initiatives through private industry, where any citizen, any individual can choose to be a member of a organization such as ourselves and reach out to other communities. And the reaching out doesn't have to take the form of charity. I mean, charity is obviously very important, and it does help to alleviate socioeconomic circumstances for those who are less fortunate. But that reaching out is also intended to be contact, and that's that contact between communities which is so vital. And the contact is intended to replace mistrust, prejudice which may exist with a knowing of another community, and with that knowing, with a belief that community has a positive impact to make in our own lives. And in so doing, you know, we can help each other out.
It makes a lot of sense, and sadly with this year being so consumed by COVID, we haven't had the opportunity for communities to come together, and we're not seeing a day of reconciliation as per usual, where people are being encouraged to come together in person to express this message of reconciliation. So much for Friday, because it could turn into a super spread, especially if it's in an open area. What can we do virtually to try and make a difference amongst ourselves?
So, Chair, just to answer the first part of your question, there has been a lot that's been done. The Cape Jewish Board of Deputies has been involved in many initiatives over the last 8 months to distribute food, to make contact with communities. And this hasn't been done virtually. It's been done on the ground by real people, reaching out to others and making a difference in those communities and those lives. But as you say, you have to be cautious when the pandemic, particularly now, is rampant. We all have to make considerations for that. And so this year's Interfaith Initiative, which normally would have been a walk, starting in District 6 before it used to start in town, is now going to take place virtually starting at 9:30 on the 16th of December. So we have had to, as I say in private industry, pivot, and pivot we have by through the efforts of the committee producing an incredible program, which I urge everybody to attend. It's an hour and a half long, and to register for and to enjoy. There'll be brief flashes to Lily's Leaf. There'll be a reference to the Phoenix community in Durban. And of course, the symbolism of the virtual walk starting from District 6.
So it's firstly, thank you so much for telling us about the feeding scheme. It's always important to hear about the assistance given to those that are most in need. And also thank you for advising us more about this virtual event. Is there any particular social media site that our listeners can visit to be able to participate in this virtual event tomorrow?
So the Interfaith Initiative has its own website, and one will find the invitation and the link on its website. It's under the D6 Interfaith Initiative. Or one can visit the site of the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies, where we've created a link to the site for registration.
Tvi Brivik, Chairperson of the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies, I thank you so much for your time, and keep up the good work down there.
Thank you so much, Chad.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.